And it is Justice in July starting today on this show. We're honoring local and state police. And who better to kick it off is to talk to Bo Deedle, famed New York City policeman, our friend, friend of the show, friend of yours here, Northeast PA. And we're going to talk to him about policing. We're going to talk about his experiences as a cop and why it's so important to stand up for the police. They're the glue that keeps society together. And we're seeing it unravel in the places that are defunding and debasing the police. But I want to play something before we put Bo on, because I know he's on hold so he can listen. Something we, Mr. Paul, our executive producer, dug up. Go ahead, Jake.
Well, he was in the detail of DECO, where he was a decoy, and was mobbed 500 times for that. But some of the other things, he was solving two of the city's most publicized crimes, made over 1,400 felony arrests. The average cop makes 120 during his career span, and mugged over 500 times while working in the decoy unit. Says he was the closest thing New York had to a Dirty Harry, the kind of old-fashioned cop who preferred working the streets and making arrests to taking tests toward promotion. He got involved in his cases also and took it upon himself to protect his citizen witnesses from threats and violence before and after.
That's our guy, Bo Deedle. And Bo, welcome. We found my executive producer, Mr. Paul, found that knowing you would be on. And what better introduction than Ronald Reagan?
Well, all I can say was one of the most memorable days of my life. And he was not senile. He didn't suffer from any kind of brain problems like our current president. He was the man, and what an honor to be sat with him in the Oval Office for 10 minutes and talk with him. And what a wonderful, wonderful man. He loved this country so, so much. And you want to know something? We need to bring back another Ronald Reagan, because we're going in the wrong direction. Used to be, Bob, when after 9/11, and I was down there, I shot down there that day with my partner, Mike Schiravolo, and we bought dungarees and sweatshirt, and we were on that pile there trying to see if we could save somebody. There wasn't too many people to save, they were pulverized. And the New York City cops and firemen, they were heroes. The police were heroes. They honored them. It was a great profession to be a police officer. Now, this doesn't just go for New York City. This goes across the country with what has happened in the last 2 years. In the last 2 years, we have now made the cops look like the villains to some people's eyes. Cops are not villains. 99.9% of cops want to do a great job and do a great job. And then they take this gruff because the actions of one cop that shouldn't have been a policeman for what he did in Minnesota. They paint one broad brush. Now they defund. They put these stupid regulatory things with cops. Then they have the criminals committing crimes, felonies, no bail. Then they tell cops in New York City, you can make an arrest. You can't grab them. You can't go on top of them trying to handcuff you. I'd like to know how you do it. How do you arrest somebody if you can't touch them? And furthermore, all these things now they're telling cops, well, if you get caught up in something, we're not going to protect you with your liability from the city. You're on your own. So that another thing is your pension could go. They could take your house away. This is now the direction that has become across this country. But nobody cares about the crimes that are happening. What irks me is that zombie-looking mayor from Chicago. She looks like a friggin' zombie with those bulging eyes. And she comes out and she goes, oh, crime is on the downgrade. This past week, it had 75 people shot, 7 dead. This is a moron. And if I saw her in the face, with all respect to her being a lady, whatever she is, I would call her a moron. She's talking about 500 murders every year in Chicago. Crime is down? Why don't you tell the parents of a little 7-year-old Letitia that got shot in the head on a stoop? Tell those people crime's down. She's a moron. And across this country, every one of these Democratic-run cities is the same attitude. And when you get an idiot like AOC, oh, it's hystericalness. Oh, this is just hysteria. Oh, really? You tell the people that lost their children and the blacks that are losing their kids in the neighborhood, it's hysteria? No, it's real. And the cops ain't killing them. Black-on-black crime is the worst thing for a young black man to be involved. He's more apt to get murdered by black-on-black crime under 20 years old than any other murder.
We're talking with Bo Deedle, famed New York City cop and private investigator. And he's on with us on this first day of Justice in July. We're honoring local and state police. And Bo, of course, decorated police policeman in New York and someone that Ronald Reagan, no less than Ronald Reagan, lauded in the Oval Office for his work as a cop. So I thought it'd be a great day to have him on. I think of Bo, you know, so, and you know the cops intimately and the people you serve with, and so many of them are they're regular guys, they're people you grew up with, the people that you were in high school with, and maybe you didn't think much of them, you know, okay, just a regular, but boy, when the emergency's on, they turn it on. And they come and they save people and they put themselves at risk to make sure that everyone else is safe. And you've seen this over and over again in your career, and I've seen it in my experience. Guys that, like, I just, you know, he's a regular knock-around guy. I saw them go into action when something happened and somebody needed help. And, they, you know, to abuse them on top of not honoring them, it's a disgrace. And on top of the mayors that you're talking about, we have George Soros-funded district attorneys who are failing to prosecute. It's like a triple whammy. It's so much to overcome.
You know, Bob, it's so horrible when cops are out there grabbing a person that's in a shooting. That we just had that Marine that was in Times Square that was shot. This little creep also, there was another one with a gang member shooting at a guy on the ground, another gang member, and then he tried to cover two little children, tried to go on to two little children so he wouldn't get shot. Then you get a judge where this guy had 10 arrests, all kinds of violent crimes, and even the DA asked for $50,000, and this moron judge puts $5,000 bail, and he's back on the street.
On that, are you talking about the one where the gang, one gang banger was trying to shoot through the two kids? He gave him a bail?
Yes.
That was his bail, and
yep,
he's out.
Right. And he had over 10 major felonies. Now, the problem here, again, is how would you feel if you chase a guy down from a person shooting, and then all of a sudden you see the person walking out of the station house, no bail? How would you feel? Your heart and soul being a cop. And he laughed. I've seen so many of them smirk and laugh at the cops.
Unbelievable. All right, so Bo, this is the perfect segue because we do have your friend Eric Adams, former New York City cop. He's a liberal in most respects, but he has run on law and order and defending and standing up for the cops as a former cop. And now we've got, he won. And now there's this screw-up with 135,000 test votes and this. And we're not going to know until sometime this month what happened in
that
election.
Well, let me tell you, you're hitting on something well, because I felt it when I ran for mayor in 2017 when they knocked me off the Democratic line. They controlled the Board of Election, these moron progressive Democrats. And what they did was they knocked me. They didn't want me to run against, with any line against Big Bird de Blasio. So they found it convenient to throw me off. I had an attorney. I sued. And at every courtroom I went, de Blasio had his general counsel. And you have the Board of Elections who told me, the head of Board of Elections, oh, Bo, you'll be put right back on. Just get this sign notarized, never to go on any line. And this is the corruption. If you walk into the Board of Elections in New York City, it's a typical progressive moron group of people. What they do, they show up at work, they sign in, they go out shopping, they go out to lunch, they smoke pot, and that's what you've got. This is what the voting system is. And it doesn't surprise me whatsoever. And now Eric Adams has come out publicly and said, what are we doing here? And then, thank God, I don't know if you heard, the Supreme Court today, I think, submitted that it is illegal to take these ballots and have this ballot harvesting. That's the greatest thing that's happened today, that they can't ballot harvest. What that was all about, they were just signing blank things, sending them in.
Yep.
And now when you have, how about 130,000 more votes than you have people that voted, duh, it doesn't take an Einstein to realize how corrupt this system is.
What would your statement be to the cop on the beat here in Northeast Pennsylvania, to the state policeman who's roving the highways, protecting us? What would your statement of support be for them?
I would say you got to think of one thing. You got to think of your family, and you got to realize one thing. You came on this force to do your job. You have to try to do your job. I know how hard it is, but you have to always remember everybody's watching what you're doing. And that's the problem right now when they got these morons, all these kids with no jobs and bums. They all got cell cameras. For some reason, they got cell phones. They can afford that monthly thing even though they don't have a job. But then again, my friend Biden's giving them all the money they need. They're probably on unemployment for the last 2 years. He'll probably extend it again. But the cops that are out there, just try to do your job and feel proud about it and let it, you have body cams, show why you're doing why you did it. And if you end up, you have to clock somebody, don't say you didn't do it. Just say I had to use necessary force so I could handcuff the person to effect the arrest. Don't deny it and tell what your intention, what was in your mind when you were doing it. God knows I didn't kill anybody, but I used to have fist fights with these guys on the street. I hit them with my old radio. I fought with them. And you know what I told the grand jury? Yeah, I hit them with the radio. Oh, you hit them with the radio? Yeah. I was trying to get him handcuffed, and he was trying to kill me, okay?
The great Bo Deedle. Bo, thank you so much for honoring our local police and our state police here on this July 1st. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great 4th of July weekend, and let's keep fighting for Eric Adams to win this primary in New York.
God bless every cop out there that's listening and their families. And just remember, we will be back. I think people are getting disgusted. Next thing is if you live in a nice community with a lawn and a house, that's a racist. You're a racist. Unless you have a project next to your house, you're a racist. You can't have a nice house with a nice garden. You know why? That's being a racist.
The great Bo Deedle. Thank you, Bo.
All right, baby.
Have a great weekend.